In the morning, I walked to their hut and saw that they were no longer there. Everything they owned was still in the hut. The small pile of black clothes in the corner of the room, the red-checked scarves, and their wooden food bowls. It has been maybe 3 days now, and still the hut stands empty. It is as if the family magically disappeared, and no one dares to question their whereabouts. We all pretend not to notice their disappearance. When she returns from work one evening, Ma hurriedly gathers Keem, Chu, Gek, and me together, saying she has something to tell us. With all of us sitting in a circle waiting for her, Ma nervously walks around the hut outside to make sure no one can hear us. When she joins us, her eyes are filled with tears.
"If we stay together, we will die together," she says quietly. "But if they cannot find us, they cannot kill us."
Her voice shakes when she speaks.
"You three have to leave and go far away. Gek is 4 and too young to go. She will stay with me."
Her words stab my heart like 1,000 daggers.
"You three will each go in different directions. Keem, you go to the south. Chu will head to the north and Luang to the east. Walk until you come to a work camp. Tell them you are orphans and they will take you in. Change your name. Don't even tell each other your new names. Don't let people know who you are."
Ma's voice grows stronger with determination as the words pour out.
"This way, if they catch one of you, they cannot get to the rest because you will have no information to give them. You will have to leave tomorrow morning before anyone else is up."
Her mouth says many more words to us, but I cannot hear them. Fear creeps its way into my body, making it tremble. I want to be strong and fearless to show Ma she does not have to worry about me. "I don't want to go," I blurt the words out. Ma looks at me firmly.
"You have no choice," she says.
The next morning, Ma comes to wake me, but I am already up. Chu and Keem are dressed and ready to go. Ma packs my one pair of clothes, wraps my food bowl in a scarf, and ties it diagonally around my back. Slowly, I climb down the steps to where Chu and Keem are waiting for me.
"Remember," Ma whispers, "don't go together, and don't come back."
My heart sinks as I realize Ma really is sending us away. "Ma, I'm not going." I plant my feet to the ground, refusing to move.
"Yes, you are,"
Ma says sternly.
"Your pa is gone now, and I just cannot take care of you kids. I don't want you here. You are too much work for me. I want you to leave."
Ma's eyes stare at us blankly.